Uniform 2 Tango Mobile. Uniform 2 Tango Mobile.
You're about to be.
Headed home again?
Just getting ready to go down to Aldi's now. We've been to Costco's and Lidl's and Spartanburg. Now we're going to Aldi's and Taylor's.
You're spending all your money today, aren't you?
Well, I got a chunk out of me this morning. I had to buy Nasacort and what was the other one, Mom? Eye drops, and they're expensive.
Me. Anyway. Well, I'm headed up to Publix because I got to pick up a couple of items. And one of the things I want to pick up is some wings for my lunch and everything. Finally got a hold of the folks in California, and we put this inspection on hold again so we can figure out what the idiot that owns the building is. Why he's causing such headaches and everything. So, you know, it is what it is, as they say.
I was watching the traffic here. I better kick it and get in home gear here and get out of this guy's way. Well, it's nice that it's cloudy out anyways. I don't think it's quite as hot. We're showing 87. Just north of the Cunningham Fire Department.
Well, I'm showing 88 right now. It just went up. It was 87 when you said that. So, anyway, yeah, like I said, I'm just going to run up here to pick up a couple of items I need because I need them for later. And also pick me up some wings, so I'll have some wings for lunch. And then we'll see where we go from there. And everything. Oh, it's kind of a pretty day. I got lots of blue sky over here and lots of white puffy clouds. I don't see any dark clouds over me. They must be following you around today.
Now, Jim, here comes that Tesla truck. Looks something like a little kid would play with. Oh, well, see, that sounds awful good. But they got rid of the two guys over here at Publix that I knew, Noah and one other one, and they were great. Good service, got the order right every time. They got some Vietnamese moron in there now that seemed like every time we try to order, she screws up the order. So I find it hard to deal with that. And normally it takes them a lot longer than what it used to. And, oh, we really enjoyed those hot and spicy wings from Publix.
This Publix over here that I go to, they've got a new deli manager coming in. The lady was there, she left. And they've got a new one coming in. I just hasn't arrived yet, but start this week, I think. And I guess we'll see, but they've got pretty much the same crew. They've had that a long time at this point. So all the folks seem to be, and they, you know, the ones cutting meat and cheese and everything back there, the one filling, cooking the meals and everything else, they seem to know all of what they're doing. So I keep going back. I mean, there ain't no point in changing. If it ain't broke, don't fix it.
We really enjoyed the two gentlemen that were at this place. They were hard workers, and then all at once they were gone, and here come this other one in, and I'm sorry, I don't know what it is. It's not got anything to do with her nationality. It's got to do with her intelligence, I'd say. But we might give it a try again one of these days. I've been kind of watching the hot stuff there. I was having a little trouble with my stomach, and I am not now, and I think what it was the ibuprofen, and the doctor told me to stop taking that.
I take for pain, for my back pain and things like that, it's not Aleve, but it's in that same family, and the doctor says if I've been having a good bit of pain with me, he put me on Prilosec. So I take twenty milligram Prilosec every morning when I first get up before I do anything, and so it's had a chance to settle, get to work in my stomach before I eat breakfast. So it seems to be keeping that problem down, and you know. So I'm not pushing anything really super spicy for meals, but I'm just taking it easy. But still, everything seems to be going okay, and my medicine's not affecting me, so that's a good thing, you know.
Yeah, good medicine, and I've taken Nexium for many, many years, and I just take 120 milligram in the morning and before breakfast, and then I take one before I eat supper. And I've heard tell from the doctor that some people even take 80 milligrams, so I don't think 20 is going to bother me, and I don't want to increase it, and I'm not going to. But it, like you say, it works for me.
T-Mobile. Well, I'll tell you what, my doctor, I asked him, you know, do I need to take more once a day? And he says, no. This is just to prevent any problems creeping up from the pill if I take the pain pill. And I took one last night because my back was bothering me a little bit before I went to bed last night, but I hadn't taken one in several weeks before that, so... You know, he said, even though I take them, you know, only as needed, he still wants me to take the Prilosec every day. You know, I get a 90-day supply, and it's only $13, so that makes me, you know, it's not like I'm paying big bucks for it. So, anyway, but like I said, it is the 20 milligram one I'm taking. Anyway. All right, well, I'm about to pull in over here at Publix, so I'm going to wander through this parking lot to find me a place to park without getting run over. And I'll talk to you later. Y'all have a safe trip the rest of the way home, and I'll talk to you on the radio later, possibly, or on the phone, who knows. And I got rehearsal tonight. Other than that, nothing else. Talk to you later, Tom. N0TRW2T73s for now.
Okay, Rusty. Well, we bought a couple of salmon rolls and took all the groceries home from Sam's and or Costco's and Lidl's. And then we had a salmon roll and a cup of coffee, and now we're headed out. So we're just now going mobile and headed down on Wade Hampton. I'm telling you, Costco's today, I guess it's because of the holiday coming up, it was like driving on Woodruff Boulevard inside the store. I mean, you had to watch which direction you was going, or you'd run into somebody. Take care, Rusty. W2T and 0TR clear.